This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you there.
Us?
Well, come on in.
Come on in.
Do you want some pie?
Are we all hosting?
Here's a big handful of candy.
Ooh. You know what else you might like?
What?
Might find pretty tasty? Our new Patreon.
Ooh.
It launches Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
The very same.
Well, what are you telling me? Tell me a little something about this Patreon.
Well, it's by the folks of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Okay.
Good people, those folks.
Yeah.
One of the three is pretty great.
Yeah.
It's called Clue Crew. And what it is those three hosts doing, you know, kind of similar stuff, a little bit different, but same fun and joy.
So they're not doing riddles, but it's still pretty fun.
All right.
We have a Patreon.
It's $5.
It's $5. You'll get a bonus episode every Friday. Is that correct?
Every Friday, there'll be a bonus episode. That's correct. For $5.
And a lot of the stuff that they've done is really funny and great.
They play
the dating game in one episode. We do some trivia in one episode.
Who's we?
Oh.
They or we?
We are
I dropped
three.
This bit.
You had one fucking
I
job.
Dropped the bit back there. I accidentally dropped it.
We'll pick it up.
I don't want to pick
it up.
It's only
$5 to pick it up.
This is such a far walk.
And these floors are filthy. That bit has to go right out.
Sorry, I dropped caramel everywhere.
Anyway, follow Hey Riddle Riddle on all the social media for the big announcement. And on Friday, we hope you enjoy the Patreon.
And our first episode is our live show we recorded in Chicago in December.
So if you already saw that live, I guess you're shit out of luck, dumbass.
Or maybe you'll hear yourself.
We're out of luck because, oh, shit.
Please give us $5.
Maybe you'll hear yourself.
Yeah.
If you were in the audience.
Pay $5 to hear yourself laugh.
Yeah, to hear yourself laugh or not laugh.
That's our selling point.
And here's a little clip from that episode.
Do we have a clip?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
KJ's nodding. That's good news.
Sit down, eat some pie, listen to this clip.
And this is the 10th funniest thing that happened in that episode. We can't give you the 9 funniest.
There's some stuff we can't play.
Let's see our first scene. JPC, I'd like you to be a hip young teen who just got pubes that are growing downward. And Aaron, you're a very concerned mother.
Okay.
And Arnie, maybe just some some jaunty 50s house music.
Sure, yeah.
You know, jaunty. That's a real softball, right?
Yeah.
This is your warm up too, Arnie. 50s house music. Like the music that plays in a 50s home.
Yeah. No, I meant like the Chicago staple house music.
Oh, yeah. I think you meant like club. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sweetheart, I know I'm the school nurse, but I'm also your mom. I'm also your mom, so you can talk to me about any body stuff.
And I know I'm just a fourth grader, but I'm also your son.
I know.
And like you said, I always declare my relationship to the person and my relationship to myself. Before starting
so
a conversation.
So people don't get confused.
Mom/nurse,
mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a sensitive question about my body?
I can't wait.
So you know how you explained to me how pubeses grow?
Pubeses? Uh-oh, right out of the gate we have a problem. Pubeses?
Pubes grow on my body, right?
Pubes grow on your body. Pubes.
All right, you explained it to me, so I don't know why.
I guess I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so pubes grow.
We flash backwards 6 months ago where Aaron as the mom came home drunk to explain pubes.
Wake up.
Is there a fire?
No, not a fire, just a fire in my heart because I love my son so much. He's so cute. Hello.
Oh, Mom, I didn't know it was you. You didn't declare yourself and your relationship to me.
Mother, school nurse, wife to your father, still.
Son, third grade, soon to be fourth, in bed.
Okay, so here's the thing about pubeses. pubises become, and they hurt a little bit, but then they itch.
Okay.
But hold on. Yes. I'm not done.
No.
But then, as a woman, you grow up and then you go, society chose me to shave these.
I won't need this.
And then you shave them a couple times and you go, I like this, how this feels, but I want to look like a woman.
Uh-huh.
And then you struggle with that the rest of your life. But with men, I don't really know. You kind of just like are proud of it for a while in locker rooms. And then you just...
I don't have any immediate follow-up questions.
It's living. Hope you enjoyed that clip. And now, to the episode.
Good job, Battle.
What? Huh?
Great read.
You did
what
so
the
good.
Fuck you, sound, with you?
You sound like the guy from Splash
do
Mountain.
Do a character.
but I can't do this.
All right.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
If the clue fits, solve it. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Key.
What do we think of that new intro?
That's the new intro.
If the clue fits, solve it.
If the clue fits, solve it. I don't get it, but.
Oh, it's kind of like if the shoe fits, wear it.
Oh.
But then I replace keywords, and then the second half is just a total reconstruction.
Okay, a keyword replaced total reconstruction.
I'm distracted because it looked like you woke up from 100 years sleep right as you were saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Your face completely changed when you started the intro.
Yeah, in my everyday life, I'm The Walking Dead, but then I turn it on for podcasts.
Oh, man.
This is you on.
Yeah, I have to manufacture this low energy.
If the clue fits, wear it.
Solve it.
If the clue fits, where? No, that's better.
That's better punch up.
Doesn't it feel like it's been 100 years since we did this?
No, what are you obsessed with 100 years?
Did you just read Washington Irving's Rip Van Winkle?
I did.
Is that who wrote that?
Yeah. What is the plot of that? So he's...
Here's the plot. Man falls asleep under a tree, fall asleep 100 years, wake up, the old man puzzles.
But why... Wait, why did he fall asleep, though? Is it a curse? I forget this.
He's walking a bunch. He ate a lot of carbs.
Yeah, he was very sleepy.
Yeah, he ate some paella.
And he fucked a witch's horse.
That's
correct?
What it was. He fucked a witch's horse.
She was in sleep
who
for
was the witch
years.
All
yeah.
along.
Yeah.
And it's canon that if you fuck a horse, you get real sleepy.
Wait, so he went...
it wasn't a curse. The witch did nothing with a curse.
No, no.
It's just, yeah.
Bestiality is sleepy.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Wait, so when he wakes up, though, doesn't, like, did he have, like, a love that now is married with children?
Yeah.
He falls asleep in 2009. No. He wakes up in 2109.
I love that he falls asleep and he wakes up after 100 years and his love is with someone else. Like, still alive.
Yeah, she's
so
still...
everyone's 145.
Uh-huh.
But they're just, it's all fucked.
Well, wait, he sleeps 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep 100 years.
No, it's 100
you
years.
You said 100 years.
No, but I'm saying that's not how long he sleeps in the actual
story.
Oh, yeah,
he sleeps for 8 hours.
No, how long does he
sleep? He gets 9.5 hours of sleep and he wakes up and his wife has another husband.
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
No phones.
Yes,
no.
It's happening.
We agreed. Whoever picks up phones picks up the check. We are recording this from an Applebee's.
And my skillet brownie has not come out. I ordered a skillet brownie first just to throw off the wait staff. Mm-hmm. I always do that. I order desserts first because I want to be a problem.
Wakes up 20 years later having missed the American Revolution.
Whoa.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, because a lot of people died in that war. So the fact that he missed it.
He missed the whole
thing.
Which
side was he on? Is he a Tory or a loyalist?
And
he's a Dutch-American immigrant.
He's a metaphor for the French.
Yes.
They sat that war out.
Oh, yes.
So it's analogous for the French.
I don't think they did sit that war out.
No.
I think they sent the Marquis de Lafayette, and then he befriended a young Hamilton.
Well, I meant to say the French Polynesian.
Yes.
Aaron, you fell asleep for a couple minutes there because your eyes closed, and you woke up in your Rip Van Fuzzies for this
episode. I'm Rip Van Fuzzies.
Ripped from the headlines.
Tell me, is my love still alive? Are they married? Did I miss any wars?
Oh, they're still alive, but they fucked a horse?
Oh, so they're asleep.
They're asleep for 100 years.
So now they're asleep. I'm old.
You're Rip Van Fuzzies.
That hurts
RVP.
To say.
Rob Van Dam.
Rip Van Fuzzies. Do we remember how to do riddles?
I do.
No, we never knew how.
Yeah, that's the That's the Hulk secret of this whole thing.
Here we go.
I never knew how to do riddles.
Did we introduce ourselves?
That was Batman.
Yes. What's happening?
Aaron, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to power you down. I'm going to turn you back on.
That's called a hard reset.
Your system will
reset. A hard reset. Dead stop, hard reset.
Yeah, that sounds like a good call.
I made a flighty robot. Her name is Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
She is malfunctioning.
I like this story. a man and his boss have the same parents but are not siblings. How is that possible?
A man and his boss have the same parents but they're not siblings? Easy.
He's his own boss. He owns his own business.
Yeah. This guy says, like, I got to check with the boss. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's me. You're fired.
Yep, he's self-employed.
Is that
you got
it?
Yeah, you got it.
Is it really that?
Yeah.
There's like also another situation where it's a person and their uncle.
Oh.
But that doesn't work. It doesn't solve the problem.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
JPC, can I see a scene where you are self-employed, you are your own boss, but you're not doing great.
Great.
And you're just going to try to like let yourself go.
Oh,
but
okay.
Gently.
Gotcha.
And let yourself go. I mean, just pack on weight. And just, like, stop showering.
Thank you for coming into your performance review. So you didn't put pants on again? Not necessarily a bad thing, just not a great thing. Oh, look at that. You're covered in Funyun dust. You haven't had Funyuns in almost 4 days.
Sir, you have a client on line one.
I'm sorry, Siri, what was that?
You have a client on line one.
How do I do lines on this thing?
Police! Police! We believe that Suri Cruz is inside your business.
Siri, be quiet.
Shh, they're never going to take you. They're never going to take
Sir,
you.
Sir, we're going to break down the door.
Wait, before you break down the door, no! You can't come in. You don't have permission. I want to see a warrant.
I was born with a full head of hair.
I know my rights.
We don't have a warrant, but we have the loot, and we have the location.
You think you're like a funny cop, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you think you're... What's your name, funny cop?
Seymour.
Oh, boy, I know where this is going. Seymour Badges?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
Did you say Seymour Badges?
Jesus!
My mother was on Dawson's Creek!
Oh, yes.
Yes, we all know your mom was James Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek.
Now, I'm going to count to three.
JVB.
Then I'm going to toss in a confetti bomb.
Okay.
All right. One.
Two.
Three.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, drowning myself in that tub didn't work. Back to being self-employed.
See.
That really got away from us.
Also, like, just like being self-employed is... not so different from, like, Adel's life. Adel's self-employed.
What's it like?
Drown yourself in your tub.
I try and drown myself in my tub. Doesn't work. Relive the same day over and over. Try and drive off a cliff with a groundhog.
Put your little head in mine.
I learned how to play piano. Fall in love with Annie McDowell.
So what
punch,
is this?
Punch Ned Ryerson.
Dry myself off with an Annie McDowell. Yeah, punch Ned Ryerson. Needleless Ned. It's pretty great. Yeah, for a living, I just teach corporate improv and perform improv, do podcasts, and...
cook steak for people.
Cook steak for people.
Is it hard to have self-discipline?
No, because as we all know, I'm a martial artist. So every morning I wake up, I check in with my chi,
mm-hmm.
chop some blocks, punch some boards, do some flips, some flippies.
Uh-huh. Oh, you should not do it in that order. You should stretch before you flip. Punching and chopping is not stretching. It sounds like you're cutting corners.
I will say I consume way too much media.
Oh,
like
okay.
Every day. I keep a book for the last like year and a half. I've kept a book of everything. Every movie I watch, every album I listen to, every book I read, every podcast I listen to, everything.
For historians to find later.
For historians to find when I drown myself in my tub.
If you could get your hands on that book, it would be worth nothing.
Less than nothing.
Book is ruined.
It is. It's.
Someone marked up this copy of Huckleberry Finn. Why would you do that?
Why would you do this?
It's a library book.
It's banned now. It's garbage. But it's. But I look back at like every day, like what I consumed, and I consume so much media.
Yeah.
But I like to keep abreast on what's going on,
mm-hmm.
so that I can use it for puns.
I like to keep abreast. That's why I'm always buying chicken.
That's why I killed that woman.
No. Mine was about chicken.
A woman chicken. A hen.
Yes, hens.
Did you know that in Britain they call bachelorette parties hendus?
Is that true?
Yeah. Stag parties and hendus.
I went to a hen's night in Australia when my friend was getting married.
They called it hen's night?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about hendus.
Well, I'm talking about hen's nights. What a hen-do?
In Japan, hentai.
In India, they are called Hindus.
Yes, that's true.
80% of the population is Hindus.
When I went to that hen's night, the theme, it was like a burlesque. We went to different burlesque clubs, which is so cool. And I remember going to pick out an outfit, and I was like, I'm going to look so bad and trashy. And I got to the party, and I looked like a nun. I was like so covered up compared. Wow. I was like, oh, we're all wearing underwear. Okay, I messed up.
Wait, did you think that you were part of the burlesque show?
No, we just like, I thought, I was like, oh, we're going out. It's like a hen, like a bachelorette party. Like I should, and I bought like a long sleeve black dress that was sparkly. And I was like, this is probably over the top.
I want to see a quick scene.
Oh no.
Aaron, you're going to be, so you're part of a burlesque show called Aaron Burlesque,
mm-hmm.
A la Hamilton. JPC, you're
Wait,
the French
is it
Marquis.
A Hamilton themed burlesque show?
Yeah, Aaron Burlesque.
Okay. And they went with the titular character from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Aaron Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And it's his story.
Sure.
And JPC, you're part of a burlesque night called Burkalesque, which is you're wearing a burqa. You're Muslim. And,
I don't know that I want this scene.
And here we go.
Hey, I just quit my job.
Let's get another ready.
I was going to try to make some Aaron Burr sexy puns, but
no,
I don't.
No, let's
I hadn't thought of any.
Let's just do three. Let's just hear
Aaron
three.
Burr sexy puns.
I was just gonna go. Butts never discriminate between the sinners and the saints. They take and they take and they take.
Okay,
talking
so
about
for
butts.
The next one, let's just do 100% more confidence.
Butts never discriminate between the sinners
butts
and the saints.
Butts never discriminate.
They take
and you think
and
that's sexy
and...
to replace a word in the song with butts? That's sexy for you.
All right, what's a? I want to be in the butt where it happens.
That's good.
The butt where it happens. What's another song he sings in the show?
But a doja writes me a letter.
Dear my butt, what to say to you?
Angelica, Eliza, and butts.
And butts. Okay.
I feel like this moment right now that we just created is going to cause the most tweets where you missed this butt pun. And I'm thinking of 100 Hamilton butt puns, but I'm not going to say them. So just know if you tweeted us.
No, we got them all.
We thought of them all.
We're just not saying them. No, but I actually would love... Whatever Wednesday this comes out, can't wait to read all of your Hamilton butt puns. Every time
I want
to
sit under my own vine butt tree.
Nice.
Call me butt one more time.
We should have people hashtag more. You should hashtag Hamilton butt puns if you want.
You should hashtag
Lin-Manuel Miranda and all of them.
That's my favorite thing as a podcaster is online when people are like, you missed this joke. I can confidently say that's my favorite thing.
Well, you miss a lot of jokes.
I miss a lot of jokes.
Aaron and I never get these tweets. We never get people telling us that we miss jokes.
Because I've never joked, and JPC won't miss a joke.
I will not miss a joke.
And Aaron, you were crowned Miss Joke in Boston?
Yes. But not because I made jokes.
Prank, right?
Yeah, it was sort of a Carrie situation.
You were crowned Miss Carrie?
No. Oh, this got away from us.
We never had it.
Every time you lose something, you always find it in the last place you look. You would look. Why is that? Why is this?
Every time you lose something, you always find it in the last place you look. Why is this?
You always look in the refrigerator last. And why do you keep putting your keys in there, Don?
You came home drunk again. Did you fuck that horse? You smell like horse cock. I assume when you fuck a horse, that means
yes,
you backed into it.
Yeah.
No!
And your butt smells like it.
Can you read it one more time, Aaron?
Every time you lose something, you always find it in the very last place you would look. Why is this?
Well, so is this actually a riddle, or is this just like the common sense you find it because it's always in the last place you look because you stop looking after you
this
find it?
This is advice from Marie Kondo. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Marie Kondo?
Marie Kondo.
Tidying up. We're tidying up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And JBC is going to be pissed that I spoil this.
What do you mean?
But in the fourth, I think, episode,
mm-hmm.
that episode's too sad to be on TV.
Too sad for TV.
Oh. Spoilers from Marika. I thought I was going to be pissed because of the spoiler for the answer to that riddle, which I think I nailed.
People haven't watched Tidying Up. We are going to give some spoilers right now for episode four. What happens is a woman is tidying up, and she puts all her kids in a pile. Turns out she doesn't need all those
None
kids.
None of them bring them joy.
She holds each kid. They don't spark joy.
Yeah. It's an old woman who lives in a shoe.
Last place you looked.
It's too sad. You need to watch it.
The answer to this riddle?
No. The answer
what are we
is not
talking
sad.
About?
We're talking about Marie Kondo still.
We're talking about tidying up. If we could tidy up this episode,
no, but you got
what
it.
Would we lose?
90% of the
JPC.
Content.
JPC. What?
Yeah, JPC and 90% what of the content.
The
same
only
thing
that sparks joy for me here is KJ and this seltzer water.
KJ spins.
Let it be known that Erin is holding 20 ounces of whiskey.
I'm fine.
And she's just chain eating cigarettes. I don't think I've ever seen anyone chain eat a cigarette.
Erin has a bottle
I'm
of
not
water
hungry
that she
enough
caught
for a cigar.
That sweat from Brian Seltzer from the Brian Seltzer
oh,
Orchestra.
Oh, pretty cool. You got the answer right.
Erin just drank a full bucket of fish.
You can tell anybody anything because they can't see me and they're going to believe you.
Wait, what was the answer to the riddle?
JPC got it. It is in the last place you would look because once you find it there, there's no need to keep looking.
Yeah, you would stop looking.
Yeah, it's a syntax issue. I get it.
Are we ready for another one?
Syntax, C4 explosive.
C4 explosive. Yeah, I'm ready.
What can an elephant make that no other animal can make?
Giant shit.
Papa horny. What can an elephant make that no other animal can make? Man is an animal, so keep that in mind.
What can elephants make that no other animal
elephant ears.
Can make?
Do they call them funnel
no,
cakes,
Papa
right?
Papa horny.
They call them...
Mellow yellow.
Carny cakes.
What can an elephant
make? Elephants are so cute.
They feel grief.
Elephants
do
can
they?
Make...
Yes.
Oh, that I don't want to know that.
Yes. So they feel grief. They will go back and
they
visit the graveyards of their dead and like do mournful crying.
Okay, I want to see a scene. No. You two are elephants and you are coming back from a funeral and you're just leaning on each other.
Wow. What? Terrible.
Oh, what an event.
Terrible that Melissa was scared by a mouse, tipped over, and broke her back and died.
Oh, man.
That's insane.
At least she took the fucking mouse with her.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We don't have to worry about that.
She crushed that fucking mouse.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're a nuisance. They're the only thing that can kill us.
Carol, do you ever think about when we're going to die?
What do you mean, Jeff?
I mean, we're all going to die, right? Just makes you think
about... Oh, Jeff, stop it. You're being morose. Stop it. You're being morbid.
Well, we're elephants, you know? We take the bones of our dead, we pile them up, we make...
Jeff!
What?
I don't want to think about this.
Promise me that when I die, I want to be cremated.
Jeff! I want
to be
talk
cremated,
about this!
And I want my remains turned into a ring. I want you to wear that ring on your trunk.
Jeff, the second you die, I am dying too.
Squeak,
my
squeak.
Heart gets...
Squeak, squeak!
Oh, a little
me.
Toy.
No, it's me!
Oh, it's a mouse!
Oh, it's a mouse!
Ah!
Fuck you!
Ah, no, excuse me! Your friend killed my wife!
Your
friend killed
what?
My wife! Your friend killed my wife!
Wait a second. Wait a second, you're that little mouse husband!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
You fucking killed Melissa! You killed our friend!
I know how to settle this. 9/11.
What?
Never forget?
An elephant never forgets.
Whoa!
Well, that does it.
Okay, all right. Good to see you. See you around like
wait,
a donut.
Wait, real quick, what? Mouse. What can I make that nobody else can make?
Fuck you.
Man,
nothing,
we...
You're stupid.
We usually get the answer from doing the improv.
Yeah, usually that jostles something loose. Erin, how many mice have you played on podcasts now?
Oh, probably 100. I won't do a podcast unless I can play a mouse.
Oh, God. What can an elephant make that no other animal can make?
Mm-hmm.
So they can do something with their trunk because no other animals
sound.
Have trunks.
Well, they use the trunk to... Shut up for a second.
That's trumpets by Jason
Derulo. They use their trunks to talk. You know how if you are a kid in a treehouse in the 1940s, you put cans together through string to talk?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what they use their trunks for. They put their trunks up together and it creates a
Some of us still
game
use that now.
They use their trunks to suck up water from pools so that they can blow water up their butts because that is a bidet is the ultimate
nature's
sensation.
Nature's bidet. Yeah. Elephants are nature's bidet.
Bidet to you.
Bidet, mate.
What can elephants make? A mess.
Can somebody make an image that's an elephant washing its own ass?
No.
With its trunk stuck up its own ass that says elephants nature's bidet. But the elephant's clearly coming.
that elephant's clearly coming. What can elephants make? Oh, God damn it. Why do I not know
There's
this?
There's no doubt in my mind that that elephant is coming.
The look on his face, clearly, that elephant's coming.
Oh, themselves come. That's the thing that elephants can make.
No, no. Other people can do that, too.
Other animals?
We all know the ocelot can make itself come.
Oh, God, I just now I'm imagining people drawing fan art for this episode, and they have to keep erasing the face, being like, it's not quite.
To talk to their therapists. What can an elephant make? Is it a trumpet sound? Can I ask and be honest with me? Is this a pun or is it an actual riddle?
No riddles are actual riddles.
That's a really interesting take.
They can make a bow from their nose. They can make elephant footprints. I mean, it's got to be something like that, right?
Yeah, but you're on the right track with that.
They can make the earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, is it trunk related?
No.
Is it footprints related?
No, but that way of thinking.
When there was two sets of footprints, you had an elephant. When there's one set of footprint, the elephant killed you. You're riding the elephant. You can ride.
Is this like
I was in India recently.
You can't get down from a goose, but you can get down from an elephant.
I saw 50 elephants all in one spot.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it a party? Was it a funeral?
It was mind-blowing. It was it was a divorce party.
Oh, people were splitting their elephant assets.
Someone was just telling me that they're going to a divorce party tonight.
Was it you in the mirror?
Yeah.
Who was it? It was my mom and
my
dad.
It was my mom and my dad, and I'm traumatized.
That's a question. I give up on this.
Divorce parties, that's like a thing of the recent. People didn't have divorce parties 50 years ago, right?
Sure they did.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like to see
and
a scene.
We're going to see one right now. Aaron and JPC, Aaron, you just got divorced.
Sure.
Because you dressed like a nun at a burlesque party. Mm-hmm. And JPC, you're a friend, the only friend who showed up to this divorce party.
Oh, okay.
And it's very much the 1950s. And you cannot say any words that are like current day or have any technology of current day.
Got it.
Otherwise, I'll stop the scene and we'll restart.
Got it.
Okay.
Cell phone.
All right, we're going to stop.
Okay. Okay, shit. Okay. No words of current day.
Okay.
No words of current day. You have to talk in all 1950s idioms.
Got it.
Y2K.
Okay, we're going to stop and restart.
Okay. Sure.
unless JPC, you brought $2,000.
No.
And Aaron, you were questioning why.
Y2K.
They didn't call it 2K back then. Aaron, I'm all busted up about your recent divorce.
Oh, boy.
I just thought Steve was the bee's knees.
I did, too. Turns out he didn't love me at all.
Well, you know, you'll find another fella out there, someone who's a real pooch's cooch.
You think so?
Well, you know, there's a million fish in the sea. Well, a million. That's
the
biggest number.
Oh, boy, then why are you single?
Me? Well, I have very specific tastes.
What does that mean, darling?
Well, I'm very picky. I'm very choosy.
Tell me about it, doll. I've been fishing for this answer.
Well, I guess you could say that my mate wouldn't really take human form.
What does that mean?
I'm in love with an elephant.
What?
Yes. They're the only creatures that can feel grief at the level that I feel.
We live in the middle of the city. How do you even meet an elephant these days?
Why, dear, have you never been to an underground elephant club?
No, of course not. Can we go?
Now.
We stay in the city.
The next one's not until Saturday.
Same.
JPC,
what is a poocher's coot?
What?
Poocher's coot?
It's just an idiom from the 50s. Okay. This is the way that people talked back then.
I like 1950s. It's like, yeah, see?
Yeah, see? We're all in the mafia.
23 Skidoo, 1950.
What is the elephant riddle answer? We got to know.
Oh, I thought I already told you. It's a baby elephant.
That's false because Henry Mancini... What's his name? Henry Mancini?
Who?
Henry Mancini.
I don't know who
the
that
singer?
Is.
Henry Mancini is an animal, human, and he created the baby elephant waltz. Bum bum bana. Bum bum bana.
Is that what that's called?
That's the baby elephant.
Why do you know that?
Or is that the Sanford and Sons theme
song? That's the Sanford and Sons theme song.
No.
What's is it the same thing?
Oh, no. Baby elephant waltz is ba ba da ba ba da ba da ba da.
That's very different from the Sanford.
It's
very similar. It's the baby elephant waltz.
I know, but is that a waltz, technically?
I don't know.
Isn't a waltz like that, 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 that,
you came in there so confidently with zero corrective permission.
With a Coke Zero.
You thought Henry Mancini wrote the Sanford Sons theme song, and it was called the baby elephant waltz.
I mean, fight me.
Prove me wrong.
2019, 2000, fight me.
Are we ready for another one?
Yes.
Yeah. Our last warm-up riddle, I suppose.
Oh, we're still in warm-up riddles?
Yes.
We're 50 minutes in.
Oh, I don't think so.
Jesus Lord.
Last warm-up.
Yes.
Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. I won't change.
A baby.
What am
Russian
I?
Bride.
A baby.
What? Did you say bride? Butt?
Russian butt.
We're talking about butts.
Smell me, buy me,
deliver me.
Oh, this is that U2 song.
Hold me, thrill me, kiss me.
Kiss me, kill me, smell me, buy me.
Smell harder, me. Better, faster, stronger. Smell me, buy me.
Smell me, buy me.
Deliver me. I won't change.
Smell me, buy me, deliver me. I won't change. Perfume.
Smell me, buy me, deliver me. I won't change.
I want change.
Oh, I know what it is.
Change. What?
DiGiorno's pizza.
Yes.
Smell me, buy me, deliver me.
Which brings us to our.
Smell me, buy me, deliver me. I won't change.
This is a word one.
It's not delivery. It's your baby, ma'am. Please take your baby.
A stillborn baby?
Stop trying to eat your baby.
It won't change.
No, Aaron, what he's trying to say is that it was stillborn. Even though the mom didn't want it, it was stillborn.
Oh, okay.
Technically, we're
so it's a positive spin.
Even though positive spin on an old classic. Smell me, buy me, deliver me, deliver me. Milk.
Smell me,
what
buy
gets
me.
Delivered? Storks.
Male. Babies.
Think of...
Male babies.
Go one at a time and think male of what babies. Word is connected to that.
Flowers.
Male delivery.
Smell me.
Smell me. Flowers.
Me.
Buy me.
Me.
I would say ignore buy me. I focus on smell me and deliver me.
Smell me, deliver me.
That's the beginning
the
of a prayer. Oh, Lord, smell me and deliver me
this
from
one
evil.
Sucks.
Deliver me from evil.
This one sucks.
This one sucks?
Yeah, it's actually
my Lord,
a bad
deliver
one,
me
but
from
won.
Evil, but not from DiGiorno's. The next time, if any listeners go to church, the next time you say deliver us from evil, I need you to say, it's not deliver us, it's DiGiorno's.
You want them to stand up in church? Yeah. Stand up in church and say, it's not deliver us, it's DiGiorno's. I bet you'll get a couple chuckles. Do kids still go to church? I would love that.
Also, we need to start a nightclub called Couple Chuckles.
Couple
Ew.
Chuckles.
No, it's like a stand-up club. Why did that elicit an
you? Said
you?
Nightclub.
I don't like the word chuckles.
Why not?
You recently replaced words with butt. You talked about being inside the butt where it happens, and couple chuckles elicited an ew?
Chuckles?
Click, butt.
What? Click.
That's how it...
What is it about chuckles that you don't like?
I don't know. That word sounds disgusting.
I don't like the word upchuck to describe like vomit.
What about upchuckles?
Ew.
What about
upchuckles? That's when you laugh so hard you barf.
That's true. Up chuckles. That's fun.
I don't
fun.
Like the word chuckles.
I feel like this episode, we've created so many fun things for people to get out there and do. It's like a little scavenger hunt.
It kind of makes all of our other episodes look like dog shit.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is our best episode.
This is our best episode.
And it's contained almost zero riddles.
Well, it's contained this one, but apparently it's going to make me very sad when I hear the answer to it.
You're going
to
go, what?
Aaron, here's what I want. I want a squiddle. That's a riddle that involves... squids.
This is all gross words.
Is this a squid?
No.
What's the answer?
You want to know?
I don't know.
Do you give up?
I have to give up.
Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. I won't change.
Hint.
What am I?
Give us a
it's
hint.
A word.
Clothes.
It's a word that's spelled different ways that all applies to these.
It's a homonym?
Yeah. Like they sound the same, but they're all different words.
Rose. What gets delivered? Flower. F-L-U-O.
Flower.
F-L-U-R. F-L-O-U-R.
No, I already said flower too.
Smell me, buy me.
Smell me, buy me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me. Pizza.
When something's been delivered, I already blanked
paid for it. Fucked it.
You already, when something's been delivered, you already
blanked it?
Yeah.
Blanked
well,
it?
When something's been delivered to someone, if
bought
I, if I delivered it to someone, I already
paid.
No.
Bought.
I
fucked.
No. I'm delivering it to someone. I put it in the mail and then it's,
sent
it's been,
it.
Yeah.
Sent. S-C-E-N-T. You smell something sent. S-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to buy it one though.
C-E-N-T.
You oh, buy
like,
a
like
cent?
A penny.
Why
okay.
would anyone buy a cent?
That's what the confusing part was.
Okay, okay, I get it.
Okay.
So cent is the answer.
Yes.
What?
I'm kind of upset.
Yeah, yeah. I
so
told
let's
you
take
movie.
A quick break. We're going to take a break. I'm going to...
You want to go punch the hell out of your anger bag?
Gonna go punch my anger bag.
I'm the anger bag.
No,
so
no, no,
JPC.
Stop. Let's go there. No, let's not go there. The anger bag is a real thing. It's
that
a
made KJ laugh, and that's all that matters.
It's a plastic jewel bag full of day old meat, and Adel punches it to get his anger
stop
out.
Stop calling me a bag.
Listen,
filled
with
that's
day a compliment.
Meat.
Day old.
Day old.
You're not a
me
day
say
overall.
Day old. Day old bread and I punch me
I'm
anger
sorry,
bag.
That is not a good joke. I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm just going to punch myself. And we'll be right back with more
Hey, Biddle Bibble. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself. If you know,
of course,
you know
no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that is that okay? If I start
whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to be. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code RIDDLE.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And
we are still on a break
for five more days.
Okay. This one's really long.
Okay.
So well, just we're on a break like, for settling. 5 more days,
so yeah.
Is it too long?
Yes.
You know, two longs don't make a right.
Here we go.
Hold on, I'm not settled.
Hold on, I'm gonna go punch my anger back.
It's snugging a little. A little winter.
Oh, real quick. Did anybody order this artichoke dip?
Did anyone order this artichoke dip?
Yeah, otherwise
I'm
gonna yell
at
the waitress.
Huh? Oh, I thought you were gonna make a pun.
Where's the pun? I'm just trying to get our Applebee's order
when
right.
When Adel is speaking, all my brain's going.
I ordered
Where's the pun?
I ordered the sheet cookie. Skillet cookie.
Sheet cookie?
You ordered sheet cookie?
Excuse me, can I have a
sheet cookie?
I walk
into Applebee's, I order 3 things. Sheet cookie, skillet cookie, salad cookie. You do the math, I'm doing the Alfredo.
Somebody put that on a plate.
Applebee's, when you're here, you're friends.
You do the math, I'll do the Alfredo. Are we ready?
Yes. Yeah.
A married couple went to the hospital to have their baby delivered. Upon their arrival...
This is all about delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upon their arrival, the doctor said he had invented a new machine that would transfer a portion of the mother's labor pain to the baby's father. He was asked if they were willing to try it out. They were both very in favor of it. The doctor said
were both very in favor of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This also has so many typos in it, so just forgive me.
Gotcha.
The doctor said... the pain transfer to 10% for starters, explaining that even 10% was probably more pain than the father had ever experienced before. However, as the labor progressed, the husband felt fine and asked the doctor to go ahead and kick it up a notch.
Okay.
The doctor then adjusted the machine to 20% pain transfer. The husband was still feeling fine. The doctor checked the husband's blood pressure and was amazed at how well he was doing. At this point, they decided to try it out for 50%. The husband continued to feel quite well.
I'm going to stop you real quick. Is there a puzzle coming?
Yes. Since the pain...
I have a lot to say about this. I'm holding my...
Because so far, this is just torture porn.
Hold on!
I'm holding this.
Since the pain transfer was obviously helping out the wife considerably, the husband encouraged...
So it was. It was taking the pain away from her.
Yeah, it was taking the pain away from her.
Okay.
Helping out the wife considerably. The
I got
husband
it. I know
encouraged...
The
hold on!
It was T-Pain.
Stop it. The doctor to transfer
Chop
all the pain to him.
Screwed.
The wife delivered a healthy baby with virtually no pain. She and her husband were ecstatic.
That's what?
Wait, what's the riddle?
That's the end of the riddle?
What's the question?
Well, there's one more line that gives it away, so I'm not going to read it.
But what are we supposed
Wait.
To solve?
Why wasn't he in any pain? Where was the...
Because this machine is bullshit.
Yeah, this is not a real machine. The doctor who said this is a homeless person. This is fake. This is fucking made up. No Here, way you got this on WebMD.
The doctor was, so here's what it is. The man.
The doctor was the mother.
The man was Carrie Elwes. This is the movie Princess Bride. The doctor was a six-fingered man. He used that machine with the water.
Mm-hmm.
He put the suction at the wife's vagina.
Yes.
And the father died, but then he got brought back to life by Billy Crystal.
Oh,
the man
yeah,
was homeless.
The pain was so bad. The pain was so bad that the man died. Mm-hmm. That's why transferring the rest of the pain didn't do anything because he was already dead.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. Well, I got the answer right.
Yeah. Was he dead?
Was he dead? Was anyone dead?
No.
Good. The baby lives.
Papa dead for pussies.
Papa dead for pussies. Dead stop for pussies.
No.
Okay. So the woman was feeling pain.
Yes.
And she was feeling considerably less pain as the thing went up.
Yes.
But the man was not feeling any pain?
No.
It's because the man's not giving birth.
Well, no.
No,
but
it transfers
to be having,
the pain.
It's supposed to be transferring the pain to him.
Did it say when it said they transferred 10%, did it say that the man experienced the worst pain he's ever felt or should be experiencing the worst
he
pain?
He should be experiencing.
Should be. So he wasn't the whole time.
Has this man actually experienced worse pain than than a child being born? Like, has
Maybe.
He listened to his wife's
no
stories
oh.
or something?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. You started
did he
genuine...
have to go to the mall with his wife once?
Did he have to hold the purse?
I know. I think I know the answer. The man was married. The man's wife was a minion, and minions bring so much joy that you can't feel pain when you're...
Are there any female minions?
When you're married to a minion. Are there any female minions? Excuse me?
All I know is that one is named Kevin.
It's
my
20.
Girlfriend is a minion.
No, it's a million. Actually, apologize. My girlfriend's a million.
Slumdog
Minionaire. Where did you meet your minion girlfriend?
A villain's workshop.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Despicable creep.
Any more guesses?
Listen, my girlfriend is a minion. Yes. Do I love her uncontrollably? Absolutely not.
Are you trying to get a part in Despicable Me 4 where you play the boyfriend of a minion?
Yes.
A human boyfriend of a minion?
Yes.
That seems...
Can we do a quick audition? Aaron,
yes.
Aaron, you're going to be a minion, and I'm going to be your boyfriend.
God, I forget
and,
how they sound.
You need to sound like a minion sounds.
Okay, I'll
and
guess.
And JPC, you're the director.
I'm the director, and I'm also casting the movie, apparently. Like,
you're
Barry
Despicable.
About this industry. Yeah.
Here we go. Excuse me,
Cut. I'm sorry.
We're rolling. Am I dating an Ewok? What's going on here?
What's that?
Am I dating an Ewok?
You're auditioning for a part.
No, I don't want to.
The minions already got the part, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're auditioning.
Okay, and this is Stockard Channing?
This is Stockard Channing, yes.
Okay. Can I get a different actress in here?
Yeah, we can. Okay. Who do you prefer?
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, we'll get Olivia Newton-John.
She's still alive?
Right,
oh, yeah.
Hi, yeah, right.
Okay.
Xanadu?
Yep, there she is. And action.
Okay. I can't do this.
I'm sort of right, though, right?
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Where's your Australian accent?
Yep.
And action.
She just went up a pneumatic tube.
Action.
There's a pneumatic bank tube. She just got...
And begin.
That's Momo from Magic Tower.
Yeah. But am I close?
Where's your accent?
I'm a big fan of that show, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, Magic Tavern.
What do minions sound like?
Oh.
I've never seen exactly the movie. Utini. I've never seen the movie.
They always say Utini.
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 Martini.
I can't do this.
And scene. So is Adel correct in that it is a minion?
No.
Okay.
Is the man...
Does he have a different wife?
Does he...
No.
Is he like paralyzed?
Is
like,
there anything...
Is like part of his body not working?
Is there anything physically wrong with the man?
Mm-mm.
Is there anything physically wrong with the woman?
Mm-mm.
Oh, how long is his penis?
I can call and ask.
Oh, this is a
you're gonna call the hotline.
Make that call a lot.
The randomdickgenerator.com hotline. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy.
Can we get a hint?
The machine doesn't connect to him.
Oh, that's why the machine doesn't connect to him.
But does the machine work?
The machine works.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. It's not dumb. It's, when I tell you what the last line I picked
is this from Riddles with Holes in Them or whatever that
Nathan Levick. Where does the machine connect to the woman? Is that important?
It connects to her.
Is it important that it connects to her and not to him?
Not to him, and it's supposed to transfer the pain to the father.
The pain does get to the father.
Yes.
But he doesn't feel it.
I just gave it away.
Does it go to a specific part of his body that doesn't exist, like a uterus?
No.
Shit. The machine wasn't hooked up correctly.
So she's sitting next to her husband.
Yeah.
The machine's
she's sitting
working.
While she gives birth? She should lay down.
She's laying
she
down.
She should stand up. Gravity.
She's right
my
next
dear
to
boy.
Her husband. The machine's connected to her and is sending pain to the father. Mm.
Is Maury there with an envelope and he says, good news,
not
you are
father.
Not the father.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It is Maury.
The father doesn't feel pain because he's not the father.
Yeah. The last line of the riddle is, when they got home, the mailman was dead on the porch.
Wow.
Oh, the mailman died.
The pain transfers
so
the pain to the baby's father. The wife cheated on her husband with the mailman, and it was his baby.
Wow, dog killed the mailman.
Yeah, the dog
never
killed
the
mailman.
We'll never know who the father is.
Unless we go to church.
Is that still a trope? Do a lot of people still fuck the mailman? Because that's like the old joke.
No.
Is like, hey, your baby looks a lot like the mailman.
Yeah, in 2019, it's the milkman.
Yeah.
You know how
we all
get milk delivered?
Yeah.
Well, it's the milkman.
I think my
that's
parents
the guy
still
who
get
milk.
It's the
milkman.
It's Stifler.
My
it's
parents get a delivery from Hornstra Farms.
Horny Farms?
Horny Farms.
From Hornstar Farms?
Hornstra Farms. It's a place in Massachusetts, and it was very in vogue when I was younger to get your milk and like ice cream delivered from them.
That makes sense.
What would the slogan be if En Vogue sold milk?
Jesus Christ.
Never
I don't
get
know.
It?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Was that them?
Can I see a scene?
No.
I like how this mailman died from the pain of childbirth.
Yeah, well, finally, someone understands.
Also,
yeah.
it's funny that he was at their door when he was receiving all that pain.
Yeah.
He was probably waiting in bed.
The timing.
If you're the mailman and you get someone pregnant, then you can pretty much fuck them without a condom.
Oh, no.
For like a few months.
GPC.
That got a lesser degree than
chuckles.
Chuckles.
So I want to see a scene. And Adel, you are giving birth, and you are hooked up to this machine, JBC,
okay.
And it's slowly dawning on you.
I am hooked
no,
up.
No, you're not hooked up, but you're like, you're supposed to be getting the pain.
It.
It's slowly dawning on you why you're not feeling any pain.
Got it.
Oh, it's so bad. Gerald, it's so bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it hurts.
Maybe I just have an insane pain threshold.
Oh, can you take some of the pain?
Yeah, I get, doctor, can we go up to maybe 50%?
I suppose so.
Okay, I mean, it's really not so bad.
Oh,
here comes more pain.
Oh, ooh. I feel a little bit better.
Do you? Honestly don't. Can we crank it up to 100? I honestly don't feel anything.
That's my dream. I'll do it.
Oh,
how do you feel now?
I feel nothing.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
I'm invincible. I'm invincible. You know how I've never broken a bone? I don't think I can feel pain.
Honey, is this because we watched Unbreakable last night?
No, it's not because of that, but I am getting ready for Glass, and I'm very excited about it.
You're excited for Glass?
I'm excited for Glass.
Now I'm experiencing pain again, Doctor.
Oh, wait, crank it up to 120.
Who's excited for Glass?
I can't feel pain.
You know what you should do is jump off the top of the building.
What?
What?
What did you say?
Jump off the top of the building, and if you don't get hurt, you were right.
Okay.
You're at a hospital
Gerald,
if you get hurt.
Don't jump off the building.
It's a hospital, okay? Even if I do and I do get hurt, I'll just come to the hospital. I'm invincible.
Even if you're invincible, you can still... Did you watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
The first time he jumps off a building, he doesn't know how to use his powers correctly.
Yeah, and he falls and he's fine.
Maybe.
And that's a little kid. I'm a 48-year-old man. Having a kid, way too late in life. Social commentary. No, old dads. I'm jumping up. I'm going to the
top. Did you say not all dads?
No. I'm going to the top of this building, and I'm jumping off. On my way there, if I see a cop, I'm taking his gun. It's something I've always wanted to do. I always think about doing it when I'm sitting next to a cop.
Oh, miss, your mailman's here to see you.
Oh, that checks out. Typical. Oh, I told Dave, them if they're seeing deliveries.
Let that tall, sexy drink of water in here.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Dave. Hi. My wife's just getting ready to...
you can come in. You've seen my vagina before.
Yeah, like classic mailman. That's where I deliver your mail.
Yeah, the mail
what?
Slot. That's what we call it at our house.
Are you doing here?
M-A-L-E.
What's it? What do you mean, what am I doing in here? She's giving a baby, and I'm the husband.
Giving a baby?
We're giving up for adoption because I'm too old to take care.
You know how you call birthing a baby giving a baby?
All right.
Because you're giving a baby to the world.
Yes, the world to take care of this baby.
I got it from here, pal.
I'm sorry, Dave?
I've got it from here.
Thank you. Because I need to go take a cop's gun and jump off this hospital.
And scene.
Oh, what a labyrinth of a scene. So many layers to it. It's like a layer cookie.
If I see a cop like out in public, mm-hmm. I go up to them every time and mm-hmm. I say, "Excuse me, officer, I was just standing by that guy and he was talking about taking your gun."
I'm just silently staring at them. I thought they were going to talk longer. No.
Okay, do you have another riddle?
Did that riddle make you mad?
Did it make me horny, baby? Yeah. No, I don't think it made me mad, but I think I was pretty satisfied that we got to it, and I'm glad you did not do the last line that absolutely gave it away.
Yeah. What if Austin Powers was about a man named Austin who had superpowers?
What if it was about a man who lived in Austin and he worked
It's about superheroes in Austin.
Power washing store. Store? Yeah, you bring in your concrete and we'll power wash it for
you. Doing a blue-collar job is a power.
Yes, that's true.
True. Are we ready for another long one? Sorry.
Yes, I'm ready for another sorry long one.
Two spies want to get in an enemy's military base.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Despicable me.
In order to get in, they have to give the correct countersign to the guard at the gate after he gives them a sign. So they wait hidden nearby the gate so that they will overhear the countersign from another soldier. One soldier comes and
countersign, we're talking like give a penny, take a penny?
Yeah. Like they're exactly like that. Countersign. Has anyone ever, I don't know.
Given a penny?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever given a penny.
Oh, I always give more than a penny because whoever has a penny. But if it's like dimes and nickels, they won't take it.
They won't take it?
No, it's a give a penny, take a penny. And they're pretty serious about that rule.
Whoa.
That can't be true.
You're making that up?
I want this conversation to end. What is that for you?
Oh, God. One soldier comes and the guard gives the sign 6. The soldier answers 3. The guard lets him pass.
Okay.
Another soldier comes.
So
the guard
about how long their dicks are.
Yes. Okay. The guard says 12 and the soldier gives the answer 6.
Gotcha.
The guard lets him pass. So the first spy goes to the gate and the guard says 10. The spy, sure that he knew what the answer was, says 5. Immediately, the guard shoots him dead. Then the other spy, who saw that the spy was killed when he was giving the countersign, had now understood that the right answer would have been. Then the other spy, who saw that the other spy was killed when he gave the countersign, had now understood what the right answer would be, whatever the guard sign was. So he walks to the gate and the guard says 8. The spy gives the correct answer and the guard lets him in. What was the answer the spy gave?
So it was 6 into 3, 12 into 6.
Mm-hmm. So it's not halving, which is what the first guy thought it was.
And then, he went 10 into, and then he says 5, and that was wrong.
So 6 to 3, 12 to 6.
10.
Was not 5, but that's the answer he gave.
And what was the last one? Was
8. So we're figuring out what the answer to 8 is.
I got it.
Do you really?
4. It's 4.
Shoots you. You're a bad spy.
Well, I was thinking it's 4 because it's...
You just did the same faulty pattern that the other guy
did. I thought that was trying to mislead you. I thought the pattern was 6 to 3 is going alphabetically, so it's... QRST, so 6 to 3 ST.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So I thought maybe 8 would be 4 because it's EF alphabetically.
That doesn't explain clever.
The 12 to, yeah.
What do you think, GBC?
Well, the guard said, I'm doing the Alfredo, the guard said 6, 12, 10, 8. 6, 12, 10, 8.
6,
12,
10, the order eight. In which you're saying these things doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter because it's a code. It's a 101 code.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, there's something, it's indicating something that's not just the numbers.
That's totally correct, Adam. Mm-hmm.
What, do you have a hint for us?
It really feels like any hint I give you might give it away.
Are these
but you're
all
on the
whole
right
numbers?
Track.
Are these all whole numbers?
No.
They're not.
You were on the right track.
So
it has to do with the first letter. Or maybe like so 10 hut.
Well, she said they're not all whole numbers. So right. Like you could do like a 5.5.
No. They're all gonna be I misunderstood your question. They're all gonna be whole numbers.
What did you think I meant?
How do I talk to you?
Numbers from the most
whatever
holes.
It means to have this conversation, man.
Ah, boy, okay. I mean, if I was the last spy, I'd go up there and say 69420, and then I'd shoot the fucking guard in the head.
Then you bury him, dab on his grave.
Dab on his grave. I save the day. I take the bombs. I get the nukes.
All right. I want to see a scene. You're two James Bond-esque spies.
Okay.
Both very confident, but you've been paired together for this mission, and you're trying to decide who goes up to the guard.
There can only be one James Bond type. That's why he's James Bond. Well, he's a fucking original.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this scene ends, huh?
So what are we doing? We're taking a bomb?
No, you are waiting. The two of you have been put on this mission together, and you're trying to figure out who's going to go up to the guard first.
Okay. All right, old boy. It's obvious that neither one of us is going to be able to crack this code.
That's right, good chap. So we have to figure out which one of us is going to be the sacrificial lamb that Mary had going up to the guard.
Well, lamb sounds good. I'm not in the mood for fine dining. The way I see it, I'll go up to the guard, seduce him, and then sneak into the base myself.
Seduce, huh? Try it.
Oh, okay, just like that?
Yeah. Wait.
Watch and learn.
Hold on. Seduce. Two. A deuce is a two.
A deuce is a two.
Taking a shit. Shit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Saigon.
Yes.
Musical. California.
I think I want you to go up to
Californication. David Duchovny. Anchovy. V for Vendetta. Detta.
I don't even know what the connection between some of the words that you're saying is.
It's...
Old boy.
It's 42. Whatever they say, answer 42. Go on now.
Okay. Hello. I'm just here to do the Russian military business that we're all here to
do. You there, God! He's gonna take your gun!
Oh!
Scene.
Blam!
God. I don't know. The number riddles are very difficult.
Well,
I feel like there's
I would not even call it a number riddle.
Can you give us another call and response?
But there's a pattern, right?
Think of letters.
Well, I did.
Think again of letters.
Think of KJ. KJ, do you have the answer?
Letters!
So 6. S-I-X. It's almost 6.
Oh, 6 is 3 letters.
6 is 3 letters.
So 6 into 3.
3 is 3 letters. Oh, so 12. It's a number of letters.
Yeah,
so,
into
so
6.
So 12 is 6 letters.
He said 10. That would be 3.
3 letters.
What's,
so 8.
The guard says 8.
Would be 5.
Yeah, 5.
You got it. I'm so proud of you. You got it. I'm really proud of you. My two friends just got the answer, and I'm very proud of them.
KJ, isolate that sound bite, upload it to all porn. That goes at the end of all porn.
I'm so proud of
you. Oh, my God.
Yes. Tweet us porn clips with that spliced
KJ,
into the
KJ, that's
going
to take so long.
We need someone to go into Pornhub. You need to put that at the end of every ejaculation. I'm so my two friends just had sex.
Does porn have credits ever?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I never really stick around.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of bonus scenes. There's a lot of if you stick around
the
after
Avengers.
The credits, there's a lot of like
after the credits. We want you to join the next porn.
Wow, it's amazing how many people worked on this.
What if Samuel L. Jackson was at the end of a lot of porns just playing that part? People are like, yeah, it's like $100,000. He's like, I'll take the money.
I'll do it.
We wouldn't recruit you.
Oh, man, that really made me laugh.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
We definitely nailed that.
We're going to move on.
Hey, Aaron and JPC.
Not now.
What do you think?
Not now.
Not after what just happened.
Can you tell me when?
I'm good now. If
hold
you
want. Okay.
So what if like tiny pieces, tiny little grains of rock started to practice the sweet science?
Oh, what? Is this the sandbox segment?
Yes. Yeah,
why didn't you just say that? Thank you, Aaron.
Well, that'd be a fun little, hey, Sandy's here. Sandy Weiss.
I'm here, guys.
That, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, he looks like me, though.
That's true.
I buried him up to his neck in sand.
I can't see my notes, but I can talk. Hi, guys.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, Sandy.
How you doing?
So good.
We're good. I mean. Yeah.
Do you want to go to the beach sometime instead of just hanging out in the sandbox?
No, I actually hate the beach.
Do you really?
Anytime I've gone on vacation with like a significant other, they're like, let's go to Hawaii or some like, and I'm like, I don't.
So you go on vacation.
I want, like,
and then they're like, let's go to Hawaii.
I want like haunted tours. I want culture. I want food. I love New Orleans.
You're exhausting.
So I'm exhausting.
Can I, a quick side note, I'm going to New Orleans very soon. And I told our friend Mike Jimerson at like a rehearsal that I was going there. And Adel or someone, Farrell or someone was like, Adel just sent me the longest email of suggestions. He won't stop if you start talking to him about New Orleans. And I was like,
Jimerson sent me one text and said, do you have any recommendations for New Orleans? So I sent him one email to say I won't stop.
No, Farrell said that. Oh, gotcha. About like, he was just like, he'll just go on and on. And then I was like, can you just forward me the email? So Jimerson forwarded it to me.
Anyone who responds to a text with an email is an insane person, Adel. Just so you know, my man.
If you saw how long the email was.
Yeah. but it's actually very helpful.
When my mom texts me, and let me know how you like it. I guess let Mike know, and then Michael let me know. Since you don't want to talk to me, you don't want a direct line to. You don't even know which one I am.
That you're like, floodgate of.
And then Adel, Sandy.
Yeah,
what were we doing?
Oh, well, let me shake all this sand off. I'm here to give you some puzzles.
Good.
You want some?
That was glass you were covered in. You are cut badly.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I guess glass is sand.
That's right.
Heated.
Yeah.
What do we got in the puzzle box?
Okay. So I got some I got some movie quotes for you.
Okay.
Seems easy enough. Can't be.
Not really a game, but okay.
Right. I'm just going
to. Usually you have like a.
I wrote a script.
Did you fuck my wife? Very good. Sandy, thanks
for
coming in.
A cat that I brought back a mouse. And he's like, I brought this for you.
Oh, it's dead. Please get it out of
seems
the
like
house.
Maybe you're scraping the bottom of the bucket of what you are able to provide to the table here, Sandy.
All right, we're ready.
Sorry, choreographed this short little dance.
maybe having you back for the fifth time was a big mistake. I have some labels from food.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm assuming there's a wrinkle. God, if it is just movie quotes, I'm going to feel like a real asshole.
Okay, so here's an example. I'm going to give you a reinterpretation of a movie quote, and then I'll also give you the decade that it came out, then you got to tell me the real quote.
Okay.
So if I said, for example, what the beaver said to the doe at the gift exchange when asked if a certain gift was his, you would say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's a bad one. And they get
better. Wow. Okay. No. It was a long walk, but I, yeah. It was a long
can you just give the straightforward quote and we'll try and guess what the actor's motivation was?
Oh, God.
All right. So should we go from in chronological order?
And that's from the Scarlet Letter?
From the 30s upward.
Okay.
All right. Here's the 30s. What the lost driver said to his passenger when crossing into Missouri. Famous quote from the 30s.
Hey, I'm walking here.
What's on the other side of Missouri?
Other side of Missouri.
Franklin, Major, don't give a damn.
Oh, hell. Hey, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dang.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore because he's lost.
So yes.
I don't think
we're in Kansas anymore.
One of Aaron's most coveted ideas is to play the witch in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you're a good listener. That's my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who I am.
Which one are you?
I was talking to Adel the other day.
Adel and Farrell sound similar.
I know Adel. One of Adel's dreams is to bore the hell out of people with his bullshit.
right. I listen.
I'm ready.
Okay, the 40s now.
Okay.
What the person said after being asked his favorite flower and beer. Favorite flower.
Rosebud Weiser.
Rosebud.
No, rosebud.
Just rosebud.
The look that Sandy gave you was pure venom.
Rosebud.
I'm ready.
What's up?
What the farmer said to the baby goat.
That'll do, pig.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Nailed it.
Wow.
I recently watched that movie. It sucks. That movie like sucks.
Casablanca. Wait, what?
Casablanca sucks.
Get out of here.
Come at me, everyone. That
For
movie
those who can't
lame.
Tell, everyone just glared daggers at Aaron.
I didn't okay. No.
The montage of them falling in love is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever seen. They both look miserable.
Also, for those who can't see, Aaron wore a blue shirt that says Father of the Bride on it. Obviously a homemade shirt. I don't know the context behind it.
For those who can't, are there some people who can?
The people that subscribe to the special feed.
Yes.
All right.
I've never seen Casablanca. I assume it sucks as well because it's black and white and it looks boring.
Moving on to the 70s.
But is my favorite Street Fighter character?
Ah, yes.
All right, 70s. The House of Blanca.
You're not going to know?
I probably won't know this one.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just that whole decade, the 70s cinematically is pretty lost on me.
Hmm. Yeah, if it's not Shaft, I'm out.
Okay. Can we just see a 15-minute monologue of Blanca, the Street Fighter character, going home after a long day of electrocuting people? So this is Blanca.
No,
this is Blanca in his casa. JPC, you'll play Blanca.
I don't know that I want to do the Blanca voice.
And here we go.
Sandy, what else you got?
Yeah. All right, 70s.
What the tennis tournament winner said in response to the loser when the latter apologized.
Wimbledon, I'm home.
You say it one more time?
Yeah, what the tennis tournament winner said in response to the loser when the latter apologized. So the loser to the tournament is apologizing. He's really bad at tennis. And the winner says, oh, don't apologize. And then a very famous quote from the 70s.
Is it The Godfather?
I know it was you. You broke my heart. Mm-mm. Love.
You're on the right track.
15 Love.
Love.
You know any quotes about love?
Love and nothing.
When I think 15 Love, I think Woody Allen. Manhattan.
Love.
Love.
My ass.
The movie title, in fact, has the word love in it.
Love, actually, in the 70s.
Love.
Love. I don't know the answer. It's a famous movie.
Well, yeah. Very famous movie. Very famous quote. You guys know it back there?
No.
It's a movie with love in the title. Who's give us someone who's
Ryan O'Neal.
Oh, is that Tatum's dad?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Give us a hint about the plot of the movie.
It's about a young couple who falls in love, and then she gets sick, and they're both at Harvard.
Joe Pesci. What's that called?
Goodfellas.
You call me Joe Pesci? Is that my nickname?
You call me Joe Pesci?
With honors?
Tell me how I'm Joe Pesci to you.
Okay. I'll just give you words in the quote until you
yes.
tell.
Yes.
Great.
The first word is love, and then love. Means... Love means
war.
Never.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Ding, ding, ding.
What movie?
Love Story.
Oh. Yeah.
I've never seen that again.
But you did know the quote.
Yeah. Like I've never heard that. Okay. I mean, I have heard that.
I knew the quote as well.
I thought that was just like a life quote. I didn't know it was a movie quote.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
What the fuck is a life
Hepburn
quote?
I think so. Who knows?
Well,
no
Sandy
one knows
does.
For sure. No one knows.
Sandy, look it up.
Absolutely no one knows.
What do you mean to look up?
Is Katharine Hepburn in that movie?
No, she is not.
Great. All right.
I looked it up.
We did look it up. It's strange.
Okay,
you
Adam.
Looking it up made it seem awful like looking at boy,
Farrell?
Fuck that. Yeah, Farrell.
Aaron, speaking of Katharine Hepburn, Hepburn makes me think of heartburn. Heartburn makes me think of, while you're in New Orleans, don't go to Acme Oyster House. You want to go to Felix's across the street. You're
going
to get
the
char-grilled oysters. They are the best. You're going to get a little side of bread. You're going to put the oysters on the bread. You're going to eat that. You're going to get some Abita Purple Haze, perhaps. Wash that down.
I
have
love
a good time.
Oysters so much.
Maybe get a sidecar or a Sazerac.
Am I rich all of a sudden in this scenario? Do I win the lottery before I go?
Isn't this what your Patreon's for?
Yes. Mm-hmm. To send me to get oysters.
All
right. What the IT consultant suggested you do when considering the second button on the Google homepage.
What decade
nerds
is this?
Crush 70s. Nerds. 70s. Revenge of the Nerds.
This is.
Do you feel lucky, Punk?
You're very close. Yes. I mean, what's the full quote?
You got to ask yourself one question. Yeah, do I feel lucky?
Yeah. There you go. You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Cool. Nice.
Is that button still there?
I'm feeling lucky.
I feel like I wrote that question like.
I want to do 100,000 more of these.
Okay. I think it's got to be still there.
Yeah. Okay. This is the 70s as well. What the record store shopper said about the paltry George Michael selection.
Chicken Freedom.
No, not poultry.
Empire.
Paltry.
Okay, George Michael, what does he sing? Faith?
Freedom, yes. Faith.
Oh, nailed so it. Faith?
Faith is right. Know any quotes that have the word faith in it?
You've got no faith in me.
This is the 70s?
70s.
No, it's something about no faith.
Faith no more.
No.
Give me a hint about the essence of this movie. What's its deal?
It's in space.
It's 2001, A Faith Odyssey.
In faith, no one can hear you scream.
It's the first Star Wars because that was in 77. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Have faith, Luke.
May the faith this is a Star be
Wars?
With you.
Cool. Oh, is it May the Faith Be With You mm-hmm. from it's Star Wars?
No, it's Why Don't You Have Any Wham?
It's these three will be better than the next
Obi Wham Kenobi?
No, it's by your friend and mine, Darth Vader.
Wake me up before you, Boba.
Luke, I am your faith.
I love you, Faith. I faith.
I'm going to church.
You have to have faith in the dark side or you're stupid.
I'm a dunkle one of faith.
Well, there's no faith.
Was that Zabulba?
The issue is that there's a lack of faith. And you're
I
upset
find,
about it.
Yeah, you're... God, what is that? I find your
Imagine
lack of
you're
faith
in a record
upsetting.
Store and there's no faith and you're like, I find your lack of faith. Disturbing.
That's
what he says. I find your lack of faith.
Oh, this it's the character John Candy plays, Barf.
Yes. I'm my own best friend.
I would like another one.
Here's another one. This is the 80s now.
Okay.
Wait, what was the quote?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Luke, I have your faith.
What the basketball player said when introducing his buddy, the horse jockey.
White men can't jump.
Okay, so it's So it's a basketball player.
Uh-huh. And he's introducing his friend to horse jockey.
Tall.
Hmm.
He's got a friend, and he's introducing him.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. Nailed it. Which is from?
Space Madagascar. It's
Did
from,
you say Madagascar?
Yeah.
You're not far off. Like
geographically?
Madagascar face.
Madagascar face.
That's pretty good.
That's a game.
That's a game. Is that a game?
You should do. I would love a game that is kids movie mashed up with
very adult
violent
movie. G with R. We'll call it great, but the G and R capitalized and in those little boxes. Let's do one more.
what the manager? This is the 90s now. What the manager said to the singer after her bad performance of "I Will Always Love You."
You're fired, bodyguard.
Wait, what decade is this? I'm sorry.
90s.
90s.
Is it from the Bodyguard? Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
From right, Apollo 13.
Let me give you one more.
Okay.
What the teacher said to his failing students, and this is the aughts, early aughts.
What the teacher said to the failing students.
What the teacher said
oh,
to
I
his
got
failing
this one.
How do you like
students?
I have
I want you to do it in voice, in character.
I have nipples, fucker. Could you milk me?
Really, anything.
Mr. Sullivan, come into my office. You can't teach here anymore.
let's think.
What the teacher said to his
failing...
Like
if you have a classroom of failing students, any quote from...
F.
Yeah.
Something about F?
Oh, it's a A.
No, it's not F.
Minuses.
D.
You, oh, I got it. What? You shall not pass.
No. Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
Yay!
Nice.
That's such a good one.
That's
my favorite.
I like that one.
And scene.
Gandalf Lundgren.
That's
awesome. Gandalf Lundgren.
Anything to plug?
Anything to plug? Anything to plug?
We're ridiculous.
I'm a Swedish plumber. Anything to plug?
Oh, the Swedes are going to be all over our ass for that one. But it was worth it. It's worth it to take those bastards down.
I got, you know, my regular day gig of making puzzles for team building. So if you're interested in that, you can go to my website, mysteryleague.com. And I put puzzles up on Twitter until I die every day. at PCLR.
Until you die every day. How many lives do you leave?
It's like tomorrow. A 50 first dates scenario.
Every day I wake up and I ask myself, it's am I
Groundhog
dead yet?
Day, but with trivia. Mm-hmm.
Put your little hand in mine and do some puzzles on the internet.
Sandy, thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye forever.
Bye.
Thank you, Sandor. Goodbye.
Okay.
Wait till the door closes. What a schmuck.
Awesome. I love being a bully. Okay, so.
I feel so good about me. Nothing's going to change.
Turns out people have heard of this show and have been listening.
Wait.
Well, we stole this show. This was an Italian game show that we co-opted into English.
It's called
Hey, a riddle. Hey, Spicelli.
There we go. Yep. And we have gotten some mail. What's our mail jingle?
Hey, who got mail? We got mail.
Great. Put that at the end of every porn.
In
the beginning.
Wait, let me do it again. Hey, we got nailed.
Yeah, there you go. We got a couple letters, and we got one from Claire. And where is she from?
Claire is from
Scotland,
from Shrekville.
Master Sheep.
Deeply impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. And Claire didn't just send a lovely letter.
No.
Claire sent gifts.
She sent us for Christmas. Claire sent us some packages. We opened our packages. Mm-hmm. I have, they're all, what do you call these? Cross stitches. Just incredible labor intensive cross stitchings. Mine is like a Scottish tartan or plaid, I guess. That says Old Man Puzzles in the middle, and it's absolutely stunning.
What does yours say, JPC?
Mine says Papa Horny for Puzzies, and it's got two goose on
swan,
it.
Swan, they're swan.
Two and goose.
JPC opened it and was like, ah, oh, geese! And they are so clearly swan. We're going to post a picture on our Instagram.
How do you tell the difference between a swan and a goose?
One broke up with me, and the other never agreed to date with me.
We should preface this by saying that Aaron dated Anthony Daniels from Top Gun.
And I also got a Christmas ornament with a picture of or a cross stitch of spaghetti on it that says it's a spaghetti Christmas.
That's
spaghetti
so cute.
Being your dog, not the pasta?
Dog, not pasta.
Aaron, what did you get?
I got one that is the best. I think I got the coolest, most amazing one. It says keeping it real, but then it has tons of inside jokes from the show on it. And when we post it on the Instagram, I'll let you see for yourself all of the.
Oh, you'll let them see?
I'll let them see for themselves.
What a fun treat for all the listeners. Aaron's finally going to let you see the Instagram. Take it off private.
So thank you so much, Claire. And she also included a very nice letter, but I think it was meant just for us to be read, so we won't.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
Expletives.
That's incredible.
And Claire, I hope you have a great day.
Claire, I can't believe you made this. It's incredible. I would be so.
I can't believe you made this, and in the morning?
I'm making waffles.
I would be so bad at this. And she did such a good job. Podcast.
Let's go around and let's say things that we'd be bad at.
Oh.
Math.
Mortician.
Karate.
Delivering babies.
Emotional and connecting to another human being.
Being patient. Not having anxiety.
Loving
my dad. Enjoying this podcast.
Loving Adel's dad.
Loving Adel's dad.
Tabby Manny's.
Not saying my wife when someone says my wife.
I have terrible Tabby Manny's.
Tabby Manny's.
Tabby Manny's.
That's what I call table manners.
Tabby Manny is Peyton Manning.
Tabitha Manning.
Name that he uses Tabby. When he stays in hotels.
Tabby Manny's. Tabby Manny's is when you get a mani-pedi at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And thank you, Claire. And also thank you for putting my name first in the letter. I really appreciate it.
That is
so dear Aaron, JPC,
order.
And Adel. Nope. It's not. So that was awesome. If you have any gifts you want to send us or Australian treats.
Yeah.
I just miss Australian sweets a lot.
Is Treat Williams Australian?
Yes.
If you're a man and your name is Treat, you're from Australia. You come here, you date and marry Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Please. But also, if you are from Australia and you want to send us caramel koalas, it's my favorite candy.
I'll make you caramel koalas.
No, you won't. Yeah, just like you made do on all your other promises. You
can
made.
I just say,
Aaron, make you a lovely home.
I went over to JPC's place the other day and he did dip a koala in caramel.
It was screaming.
The sound, I cannot get out of my head.
I won't get it out of my head.
Oh, no.
I put that sound on a Spotify playlist.
Lots of this is a very animal-based episode. Okay.
Yeah. Well, just, I would never heard of it.
You were the Rip Van Puzzy, so yeah. You did that.
It's my fault. And we got another letter.
From Australia.
From Australia. Speaking of Australia.
Such an international hit.
With no... I wonder what...
We did lose all of our Italian listeners like 15 minutes ago, though.
This is from Kevin, and then in parentheses under it says, seriously, my name is Kevin.
Wow.
Oh.
This is not just any kind of letter.
By the way, I responded to an email once that someone had sent to the show, and their name wasn't Kevin, and I started it with, hey, Kevin. And they emailed me back, and they were like, hey, sorry, my name's not Kevin. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was on purpose, wink. And they emailed me back like, oh, I guess I don't get it. And I was like,
you don't listen to the
like from the show. I was like, I called you Kevin, like, from the show. And they were like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, don't worry about it. It's the last time I'll do that.
I only listen to a theme song, and then I turn it off.
It's the last time I'll ever try to be clever and reply email.
This is the letter we got from Kevin. Hey there, gang. Fun intro. Just popping in to say hi from Australia. I am a massive fan. Absolutely love the show. I recommend it to my patients all the time. Whoa. Pissing them off with riddles from the lightning round. Side effect, they now all hate riddies and puzzies. Am I sorry? Of course not. So, I've attached a couple of things. It would be magical if you could open the envelopes on air. They're associated with these two riddles below.
We won't do that. Yeah. Thank you so much for the...
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Kevin.
That would be amazing.
We love the ask, but we're good.
We're all about exposition, but never following
no
through.
No payoff. Let it be known.
What if we're just like, thank you so much for the letter, Kevin, and then we stopped.
And then Aaron just ate it.
And then we said Jupiter, and then goodnight. All right, ready?
Yes.
This is riddle one, pink envelope. Envelope?
Australian.
Australian accent.
Crikey.
No.
Envelope.
No.
Ultimate. All right, far out, mate.
Laser beam.
A man.
Rise up lights.
Roller skate.
A man.
Olivia Newton-June.
We're so bad at these accents. A man sets up camp and travels 1 mile south.
Ernest.
He encounters a bear, which bites his leg off and makes off with it. Injured, the man then crawls east 1 mile and then north 1 mile back to his camp. What color was the bear?
Red, because of all the blood.
Ooh, creepy.
Can you say queefy?
Creepy. It's too creepy for me. Also, so many animals.
Wait, why does it matter?
What color was the bear?
Because are they going to go hunt down this bear and they don't want to get the wrong colored bear? Well, it's not a black bear because black bears are vegetarians.
Timothy Treadwell was attacked by a grizzly bear. Do you ever notice how Werner Herzog sounds like a robot?
Stephen Hawking.
Sounds like Stephen Hawking.
So he goes south, east,
my name
and
is
north?
Werner yes. Herzog.
He's not going to be by his camp at all. He's a mile away.
A man sets up camp and then travels 1 mile south. He encounters a bear, which bites his leg off and makes off with it. Injured, the man crawls east 1 mile
mm-hmm.
and then north 1 mile back to his camp.
Oh, polar bear, it's white. Yeah. So here's the thing about a compass rose, my good boy. It's magnetic. And in Antarctica, the magnetic pole is a little bit different. And I'm right, am I not, Aaron?
Why do you think it's a polar bear?
Because he crawled east and then north back to his camp. And so only polar bears would live in Antarctica, right?
Why is it definitely in Antarctica?
Because I think that otherwise he'd go south, east, and north, and he wouldn't be at his camp. But if he's at Antarctica, if he's, I don't know.
I know, because polar bears are leg men, grizzly bears like butts.
Yeah. But
Kodiak bears.
Polar bears aren't white. They're
off-white.
Their hair is translucent. Their skin is white.
So they're still white.
Yep, I fucked that up as soon
right,
as I was done saying
there's a pink envelope with cats on it, I'm assuming because of Riddy Kitty.
Okay.
And inside of there is a...
It's a gun.
It's a gun.
It's an origami polar bear.
It's an origami... Origami.
It's an origami polar bear.
Okay, origami polar bear.
Wow.
That looks really cool. That's awesome. We'll take a picture of that, too.
So that covered three continents.
Yeah.
It's from Australia. Talked about Antarctica and Japan origami.
For the origami, yeah. And the bear was incontinent.
I wish Kevin had said what city he's from. Kevin, tell us what city
probably
you're from.
Probably Perth.
Probably Perth.
Perth. All right, here, are we ready
Sydney.
For the second one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is the answer polar bear?
I love the show. It is. Got I guess it. So. The horse is tied to a 10-foot rope.
What and there's horse? A, Is that how it starts?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Rip Van Winkle's sex horse. The horse is tied. Wow, what has the show done to me?
What a great bookend for the episode.
The horse is tied to a 10-foot rope, and there's a bale of hay 20 feet away from him. The horse, however, is still able to eat the hay. How is this possible?
The rope's not tied to anything except for the horse.
Yep. It's a rope untethered.
Untethered ball.
I don't know. I don't know yet. The hint is the hay or horse have not moved. The horse is tied to a 10-foot rope.
The hay or the horse has not moved. The hay didn't move. The horse did.
I'm gonna
read
it again.
Has telekinetic powers.
Yes,
one long Gene Simmons tongue licks 10 feet, gets the hay.
The horse is tied to a 10-foot rope, and there is a bale of hay 20 feet away from him. The horse, however, is still able to eat the hay. How is this possible?
Oh, the horse is tied to a 10-foot rope. This horse is being hung for being a thief, and their reward is in heaven, which is where they float up and eat the hay after they die.
Maybe it's windy.
I know what it is. The horse wanted the hay, but what happened was it stayed put. Three other horses came in, divvied up the hay, and they fed it to him because hay is for horses.
Hay F-O-U-R. Is for riddle, riddle.
Hay is for horses, so four horses came in. No, three horses came in to feed the...
The three horse
In heaven, everyone
used
long
hay-pocalypse.
Forks to feed each other, but in hell, everyone tries to eat their own food with the long forks.
Whoa, did you just open up a secret riddle?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a horse origami.
There's horse origami, and it's beautiful.
But that's not the answer.
No. But there's also an answer.
Is there three other horse origamis? Because then I'm right.
No, there's... Oh, I accidentally put these... animals in a position that's pretty compromising. Yeah, I honestly did that by accident.
That bear eating that horse's ass.
Oh,
we're going to post a picture on Instagram of this bear eating this horse's ass.
And we'll post a picture of the origami stuff, too. We'll also just post this picture that I drew.
Also, the answer isn't there.
We'll also post a picture of the caramel dipped koala.
I think Adel was right with that the horse wasn't tied to anything.
No, the horse is tied to the rope, but the rope's not tied to
anything. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, the rope isn't tied to anything. Awesome. This is so cool.
This is very cool.
I love
Thank
these.
You so much, Kevin, for sending in that riddle all the way from merry old Australia.
He said, meow, Kevin. Seriously, my name is Kevin.
We can't stress enough. If you listen to us and you have not sent us a gift, that is a glaring omission. We will not talk to you. We will not read your emails. From now on, it's gifts only.
Speaking of gifts only, Adel, do you have any gifts that you can gift people with what you're up to in the near future?
My gift is the gift of learning.
Okay.
So I will be in school. I am re-enrolling in high school, posing as a
Rodney Dangerfield.
Never been kissed, which I watched this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was inspired by our... where we talked about.
Yeah, you can come check me out at IO Theater with World News Tonight.
Who else is in that show?
Oh, Brooke Bright, Eddie Pena, Rob White, Brett Lyons.
Who else?
Oh, there's a lot of people.
There's
no,
more.
Who else? Keep going.
We have some ghosts. We have a Lucky Penny we bring on stage. You can also check out my other podcast, Siblings Peculaire and Hello from the Magic Tavern. Yeah.
Cool. For me, you can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. I got all my stuff up on there. Give it a shout. Give it a hoot. Give it a listen. Give it a wink.
Did you come up with that name because you're a big fly fisherman?
Yeah. Well, I'm the biggest fly fisherman. I'm the number one in the world. It's like the movie, what's that? The
you're
one
just a
with
fisherman
Jet Li,
who flies
where
down?
You have to kill a person in an alternate reality to become the top spot.
Highlander.
Yeah, Highlander.
That's
what's
not
the biggest
a real
fish
movie.
You've got?
Highlander? Is that a real movie?
No, I've never watched it, so it's not real.
You don't think all the music's done by Queen.
Claire, I just want to apologize. Claire from Scotland.
Yeah.
We're so sorry Aaron has ever
seen
Highlander.
I'm sorry.
That's a number one Scottish movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third biggest? Trainspotting?
Yes. It's the Highlander, Shrek, and Trainspotting are the biggest exports from Scotland. Aaron, what are you up to?
Not much. How are you? follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter. I do world news at IO and I do a show called Brady every Monday at 10 PM at IO. And also I'm looking forward to you sending us caramel koalas cause they're so good.
And KJ, people have been asking why doesn't KJ ever talk on mic? I'm not going to let you talk on mic, but I would love you to just try to signal to me something that you want to plug without writing it down. Or you want to plug?
Words sounds
two,
like
okay.
Two words sounds
butterfly.
Like shame. Hands. You want to plug Facebook?
Heidi hole.
Find KJ.
You take headshots. Lights.
You,
God,
light.
Heaven. You want to get into
God.
Heaven.
Oh,
tetherball,
volleyball, tetherball,
tetherball.
You want to play tetherball?
Is that a team you're on? Tetherball, come check out KJ.
Come check out the concept of tetherball.
Tetherball.
What
where,
theater?
Where can they see you?
What theater?
No theater.
No, no theater.
So they're homeless.
Do you have an Instagram?
And we're independent. Yeah.
All right.
Also, real quick, KJ, you had a strawberry lemonade. You had the chicken.
Are we
breast,
splitting? Are you not covering this?
Sorry.
We're doing four separate checks.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten two old fashions if I thought that we weren't all splitting because I don't drink. And after this, Aaron, you did say that you wanted to go to a place right after Applebee. Where are we going after
this?
Oh,
can we go to Jupiter?
Did you say Applebee singular? Hold up. Don't stop the show. No, no, no.
The doctor is the riddle.
No, 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 no. The doctor is the riddle.
The riddle is a block of mice.
Did you just say Applebee singular?
It's the original Applebee's.
So when there was just one Applebee's, it was called Applebee?
Yep.
No, no, no.
The doctor is a middle.
The doctor is a middle.
Is a minion.
The doctor is a minion.
Jupiter, good night, everybody.
Bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Memory Parish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Jupiter, Hey Riddle Riddle.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.